Hey, in case you missed it, we covered all of NXT TakeOver Chicago about an hour ago. That's most of what this show did, too. So we're going to talk about all of that and more right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Rip in peace, DIY. Rip in power, rather.
Yes.
Rip in power.
Well, that's my name.
Yeah, Rip and Power.
Today, my name is Rip Sporadically.
Sorry about that, Rip. Welcome to the NXT After Show, right here on AfterBuzz TV, exclusively on AfterBuzz TV. Today, it's the fallout of TakeOver, which we talked about an hour ago.
Like nuclear fallout, it makes you feel bad.
A little bit. And tired, because we've talked about wrestling all day.
It makes your gums bleed.
It makes your gums bleed, not mine. It makes mine pus. I gotta go to the dentist.
Yeah,
but thank you for joining us. I'm one of your hosts, and it's Mark Budonica. You can find me on Twitter at, you guessed it, Mark Budonica. Today, the B stands for a word. For you, True Hobo. No, I'm sorry. You're Rip.
Rip. Rip sporadically. It's SZ.
Yeah, sporadic.
Sporadically. You can find me on Twitter at True Hobo. Just put up a bunch of wrestling dates on there and go check them out. I'll probably plug them at the end of the show.
You better.
But probably. I mean, I will. It'll happen.
I would hope so. Hey, Bill.
Hi.
How you doing, Bill?
Fine.
We've had a lot of Bill today.
Bill.
All the
Bill
you can
Bill,
handle.
Bill.
He's been
all
giving
the Bill
it
I
away.
Can handle, that's
Wednesday is all you can Bill.
That's for effing sure.
You can find him on Twitter at Sundown Motel.
That's right. That's where I'm at.
And uprocks.com's with spandex.
Yeah. You should wear
That's
more
you
spandex.
Yeah.
You should wear more spandex.
I keep saying that.
Because yeah. If you're with spandex, you gotta be half with the spandex.
Well, this week during my gym times, I realized that I need to get some tights for the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wear my basketball shirts over them, but, you know.
No,
the,
wanna,
the old Kevin Owens.
No.
I don't want to give away the entire Vienna sausage just for free.
Leave it in its casing.
Yeah.
No, but you at least have to have everybody look at it. You wear nothing under it and nothing over it.
Mm.
I mean, it's entirely
you wear
based
nothing
on the
under
color.
Or over it, you just have the hole cut out.
Yeah.
You really establish your dominance at the gym.
Absolutely. Just, you go in there like an alpha male, show everybody what you're working with.
You're like,
nobody's going to mess with
walk
you.
Walk in there like Monty Brown.
Hey, you using this bench press? Because I'm hanging dong. I don't know if you noticed.
Hanging
you want me to
brain
spot
here.
You? You want me to spot you? And what? Nope. No, it's fine. It's yours. It's you.
That'll make you push that bar up really hard. You got a pair dangling right there. You're going to push that friggin' bar.
Speaking of being alpha dog dominant, the first match tonight was Aleister Black versus Curt Hawkins. Were we surprised that we were getting a return match from main event on NXT?
Yes.
Yeah,
plain
sure
and simple.
I didn't even know it happened on main event. I'm like, oh, wow, look, that happened. I had no clue.
Yeah.
Neat.
We were graced by a main roster superstar.
Yeah, he got his raw lower third. What?
Good for him.
Yeah.
He lost to an
system.
NXT talent.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
But I mean,
but that's
Aleister Black.
John Cena lost to an NXT talent.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
then he beat five of them.
That was
in Retribution.
No,
before. Yeah, that was
before he got beat by. Yeah,
that was before NXT was NXT.
Yeah,
that was when it was just NXT.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, we're talking about Kevin Owens.
NXT.
Yes.
Okay. NXT.
He was defeated by the NXT champion.
Kevin Owens.
Right.
Am I still here?
If you're gonna be beat by
Hello?
Somebody, it may as well be the champion,
the new face of America.
And Aleister Black is probably the champion of creepy calmness.
I thought you said creepy combness.
Curt Hawkins.
His hair requires
hair
some.
Yeah.
Curt Hawkins is a former WWE champion. WWE tag team champion.
Yeah, it was Zack Ryder.
Right.
No, he is not a child.
Zack Schreider.
Yeah. Zack Schreiner.
Zack Schreider.
Zack Schreider.
Yeah.
Now, I just realized, like, I think yesterday,
mm-hmm,
there are two Kurts on the main roster. That's interesting.
Yeah.
One works for the other.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Technically.
What? Yes?
Yeah.
How does one work for the other?
Well, the other one's boss.
Boss
Wait,
baby?
We're talking... I realize now you mean Curtis Axel.
I do, yeah.
I was talking about Kurt Angle.
Oh, there's
That's three then. Wow. Yeah. Because Curtis isn't a Kurt, he's a Curtis. Kurt is a Curtis.
Now Kurt's I understand in what you meant by yeah. one works with the other. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, because I think the C Kurtz, and you can find my new rap album dropping C Kurtz this next Tuesday.
Now, Colonel Kurtz of Apocalypse Now could have gone by the rap name C Kurtz. Yeah. The horror would have been the name of his mixtape.
Horror.
Yeah.
The horror. Not dancing, the horror.
The horror.
But I the Hawkins and the Kurt and Curtis connection are wrestling a tag team. Is that I thought I heard that? Is
Were
that
really a tag team?
That's what I thought I saw. Or again, what?
Sure, I don't know.
Boy, I hope so.
Anybody? Boza? You seem to know.
The Axe and Hawk connection. One yeah. member of Demolition, one member of the Legion.
Axe and Hawk!
Yeah!
Demolition 2. They're coming for that. They're bringing
Demolition Junior.
Demolition Babies. They're going for that record. They're bringing that record back.
Demolition Warriors.
All right.
That's too serious.
Legion of Demo.
Mecha Baloney says, right. Forgive Bill for being Kurt.
Oh, hey.
That's nice. A good one.
That's good. That's a pun. I like puns.
It's funnier if you explain it.
So here's the deal.
You see, a pun is wordplay.
It has two meanings.
So tonight's NXT show had about...
Oh, is this the NXT
show? Well, really quickly, it had about 10 to 15 minutes of wrestling in a 45 to 50 minute show.
It was 10 minutes of wrestling in a 2 minute bag.
I'm going to round up. Say it was 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because at least the main event had some content to it. And then there was the Velveteen Dreams debut.
We're getting there.
With content.
Right. And then we had Aleister Black and Kurt Hawkins. So there was something. Something. I mean, there was certainly a big ass kick to the head.
This is something. This is nothing. This is something. This is nothing.
Something. What is this? Yeah. Shout out to our iTunes listeners. But, I mean, Aleister Black, he was calm. He was cool and collected like he always is. Just a solid kick to the face.
Yeah.
Puts anybody down.
Such amazing control. That's what really amazed me about him when I first saw him. And when I worked with him a little bit, and then seeing him now, that's exactly what I love about him. Nobody has body control or footwork like him.
Yeah,
he could stand on the head of a pin if he wanted to. Wow. It's amazing, like really, really fantastic control, and you could see it the way he moves around. He had that moonsault today out of nowhere. I've not seen him do that here before. That was really awesome. Kurt Hawkins was very surprised. Just sort of turned around and, oh, body God!
So now that...
how hard is it to do an acai or a quebrada into a crisscross applesauce? I imagine...
That's the technical term.
I imagine
that's the technical
it's
term.
Super hard to do it that smoothly.
You've got, like, some Japanese in there and some American in there.
Yeah.
That's the applesauce.
So naturally, it's very hard. Very difficult.
Which shows the finesse of Aleister Black.
Absolutely.
So he's gotten victories over a lot. I mean, now main roster talent.
I prefer the Pert Plus of Aleister Black.
Damn it.
Well, hey, you know what? It's clear that he's head and shoulders above the competition.
because he's worth it, too.
Go on, Dove.
That's your new nickname. Dove.
Mark.
Don't eat me on Tuesday. Don't eat me on Tuesday.
Mark B. Dovica.
Yeah, that's what
Dovica.
The B stands for Dove. But Aleister Black
bird.
Gets the win.
It's bird.
No, Dove. It's bird. Dove. I said Dove.
The B is silent.
B-D-O-V-E. Dove.
Aleister Black gets the win with the black mask. Do we see him coming after the NXT title? Because he's been getting a lot of big victories.
Eventually, sure.
Not right for it. Like, how would you compare his trajectory versus that of Drew McIntyre?
McIntyre's a little bit higher, but I'd say beating anybody from Raw is a serious chip. Well, that's something you could cash in.
McIntyre has outright stated he is here for the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
And he's going to beat everyone that he has to beat to get a shot at that championship. Mm-hmm. Aleister Black has not stated his intention. He is just here to hurt people and be creepy. Mm-hmm. He's taking souls. His intent, so far as we know, is not necessarily a championship. We don't know what his sinister and macabre intentions might be.
Maybe we do, and we just don't know it. Do any of you speak rune? Maybe he's writing it in rune. I'm going to do this, and none of you can tell, because none of you know what the hell
I'm
doing.
Yeah, and then we'll all rune the day we didn't take heed to his warning.
We all need to take like a college course in runology.
Runicism.
Runicisms, yeah. Runaroo.
Runaroo. I went to Runaroo, the Red Hot Chili Peppers place.
Well, oh, that's awesome. You got to watch your Rooney Poo candy ass.
Well.
Fun with words.
Fun with Word and Jane. So we got looks at all of the NXT TakeOver matches.
Mm-hmm. Our other show for that.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of a follow-up. Gargano, we still don't know where he is at medically. They have refused to...
Wherever he's at.
Yeah. We don't know if
he's sad.
He's been transferred from a local medical facility to a far away medical facility.
Yeah.
A regional medical facility.
Yeah.
A happy medical facility.
Assistant to the regional medical facility.
And that was the last bit we got from the tag team title match. Mm-hmm. Asuka, after her match, saying that nobody could stand toe-to-toe with her. It's mine!
It's still true.
Yeah.
She keeps saying it, and it keeps being true.
Yeah, nobody comes up to her toes. Then we got to look at Roderick Strong versus Eric Young. Roderick stating that you can do anything to him, but you got to leave his family out of it, which made it seem very personal. And then he ended the promo with, but this is a step towards the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
Leave my handsome baby out of this!
But I will take your title.
But I gladly trade my baby for a belt.
Yeah. But hey, Bobby Roode, don't insult my family. Because if you insult my family, I'm going to have to come after you and your belt. Or will I?
I guess this just gives Bobby Roode carte blanche to insult anybody he wants. You're coming after me anyway. Why do I even care?
Yeah.
Whatever. If Roderick Strong's baby dictates what fights he gets into, does that make it the boss baby?
Yeah. Kind of formula is he feeding him?
Yep.
not to go back to it, but Jonas Tiger says that joke was ruined. Ruined.
Ruined.
So the highlight of my week, the Velveteen Dream debuted. Wow. Like, we've been seeing Patrick Clark on the live circuit. We've seen Patrick Clark in NXT and on NXT television. I don't know
what Patrick Clark has to do with it. This was the Velveteen Dream.
Right. Goodbye, Patrick Clark.
Different guy.
So the Velveteen Dream, oh yeah. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my.
The sweetest purple filter. Mm-hmm. And he was a vision. Just like, what is this beautiful sculpted man?
It must have been tough for Robert Anthony to show up and be like, who am I wrestling tonight? And they had to say, sex.
Seriously.
Sex made man.
You're wrestling the concept of sex.
The abstract concept. Well, the abstract that is sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who am I going up against tonight? Oh, intercourse.
Wait, the intercontinental? No. Intercourse.
Full penetration.
Damn it, we're back to penetration. Yeah. You always find a way to sneak penetration into our shows, Bill.
Penetrating insight.
That's what it is.
Actually, that's the proper use
of that word. I'm really trying to probe what we talk about here.
Sure.
Yeah. Trying to get to the bottom of it.
Get, you know, just get inside.
Yeah.
Can I poke myself into this conversation? I loved inside. His elbow but drop we, and how he did the...
Hang on. We've just covered the tip of this match.
We got to go all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go slow though.
Yeah.
We don't want to give anyone the shaft that's listening or watching this.
No, and it took him so long to reach the ring. I was just saying to myself, is it in yet? Somebody said if this is Bill after 6 hours of wrestling. Well, we've been canceled again.
my commentary on wrestling today has lasted longer than 4 hours. I have to call my doctor.
By the end of it, it will. That's ridiculous.
It already has.
No, because Pac show was 2:15, and then our last show was about 45.
Oh no!
So we're,
I've just been
don't
here
worry.
So long.
We're almost, like, dude,
I know you have to.
All right. So I think the. Yeah,
well,
whatever.
So,
well, the not
money, feeling this Velveteen Dream, cool. Yeah.
So why wouldn't they feel it? Like, I feel this more than I feel Roddy has a kid.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Xeno Hour.
I really like this. I mean, you look at him. He has this really, like, cool confidence, but also in not a foppish way. Like,
no.
He's a guy who's going to punch you in the mouth and then do other things to it.
Well, dude... Well, here's the thing. Robert got, and he was facing Robert Anthony, who local big timer from CCW.
Sure.
You're familiar with CCW?
Oh yeah.
You know of them?
I know of them.
Combat Zone. Once Robert got a shot in, Dream was all over him.
Yeah.
He just clubbing him. Death.
Anthony had a big old welt on his side by the end of the match. Like, obviously what he's doing works. He's not afraid. He's not afraid to certainly make a statement both in his entrance and then when he gets in that ring. I think it's sort of his mind game. He wants people to really think he's not going to hit hard and then completely club the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Like, that's his deal.
Such a big dude.
Yeah.
Very big.
Like him, we saw a version of him go up against Drew McIntyre at the live show, and
he's right next
to each other.
It's what he's got going right now is really fantastic. I think we need somebody who's got this, and it's different, and it stands
and such
out.
A big dude with a huge flying reverse elbow as a finisher.
Yeah.
He's
awesome.
So talented and so enormous and looks like 10 million bucks. And he's 21 or something. 20 or 21.
He's
like,
young.
A little
he's,
older than that.
He's between bait and done.
This guy's got such a future ahead of him on the main roster. Like, he may go through several gimmicks before he gets there, but man alive, is he ever like... Does he ever seem like the prototype of what, like, people are looking for? Like, what Shelton Benjamin had when he started, but then, like, 10 times that.
Like, right. And then you put, a bike pump in his... just blow him up.
But I think he's a standout. Like, even Shelton Benjamin was like, oh, here's a wrestler.
Right.
And that's how they build him. Oh,
yeah.
He's a wrestler. No, Clark's something else.
Dream.
Well, I mean, he's Dream now, but when you saw him at first as Patrick Clark, you go, here's this kid, and he's got size, and he looks pretty good. Independent background, mm-hmm. comes out of Maryland, mm-hmm. and now you look at him and go, there's something drastically different about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a wrestling thing, it's just, there's like an idea here that he had that's just, it's working.
And
people have helped to flesh that out, and we know some of those people.
Some of the folks in our chat, which if you don't know, we are live at 6 p.m. every Wednesday night, right after NXT goes off the air, and we have a live chat where you can take part in the show and comment, and we talk about it live on air. So a lot of people are just not feeling Velveteen Dream, but
well, that's okay, because he's gonna feel you.
But he is such an interesting concept with all of the talent behind it. I got a word for that and a talent for that that is still doing it to this day, and that's Gold Dust.
Yeah.
Like, that's such an abstract and different thing that just worked because the talent got it over, and we're back to OG Gold Dust now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, it's parts of Gold Dust, who everybody now loves. Mm. It's parts of Tyler Breeze, who everybody who watches NXT loved. It's parts of Fandango, which I think most people who watch NXT love. Like,
yeah, he's definitely age.
Yeah, he's been aged since day one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand why people aren't on board with it yet. Give him, especially because we've seen a version of Velveteen Dream on NXT TV before where it's just been a joke. A guy coming out being like, I'm Prince, like, sort of halfway, you know, like, not Velveteen Dream. Like, sort of like the nascent stage, like the non-digivolved version of Velveteen Dream, and it's
not in his champion form.
And I think we just need we need a little bit more time of him being in matches. We definitely need to start getting some promos.
Oh yes,
once people see the full character combined with the in-ring ability, I think that's when they're really going to get on board. Because I mean, like we. Roderick Strong has been around since what, October or something, and we're just now
the classic.
We're just now getting to a point where it's like, oh, okay, now I get what Roderick Strong's doing in NXT and why he's here and
sure.
why his purpose.
Some is. And various talent takes longer than others.
Sure,
and we've seen a little bit more of Patrick Clark, and there's a lot of goodness coming.
It's really crazy to me to think sometimes about. How much stuff we know exists in NXT, like at live shows and stuff, that we've still never seen on TV.
I mean, that's really developmental. Everything you don't see on TV is really developmental.
Sure, sure. But like people who go to the shows in Florida or people who have gone to the live shows, they know so many more characters on NXT that people who only watch can watch on TV. Just have no inkling about it.
True, and some people see them every week because they go to all of the Florida live shows.
It's just like doing taste test.
It's like the only reason to live in Florida.
I mean,
well,
Disney World, Diagon Alley.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Mosquitoes, humidity,
miniature golf. Miniature golf. I'm sorry, putt-putt.
Methamphetamine.
Hey.
Gators.
Really, really quickly, Matt Levy brings this up. I need him fully committed to the androgyny. Does he come off as androgynous?
No. He should come off as a man.
He's just sex.
Yeah.
Prince wasn't androgynous.
No.
Prince was just sex.
I think, really, Velveteen Dream is the fully formed idea of Prince. Both the fact that he was sex, Prince was sex, but then he's also the guy who would play basketball and completely beat the pants off whoever he was playing.
In heels.
Deuces. He was competition. Like, he was 100% into whatever he was doing, whether it was having sex or it was actually playing ball or wrestling in this case. It's 100%. So he's going to out-wrestle you while doing all of the other stuff that he brings to the table outside of the ring, but he sort of brings it in as a mind game.
Do you want to see any... Because Marionette has been bringing it up several times. Hi, Marie. That thinks that he should have a valet or somebody to accompany him.
I think we'll get
there
eventually.
Yeah.
I think we'll get there eventually, but for now, we need just Velveteen Dream on his own.
I think if he's going to have a valet, the valet should be androgynous.
Yeah.
That's where the androgyny comes into play. It's not in him, but it's in who he keeps as company. Now, that makes sense to me.
If you've somehow never seen it before, make time to check out on YouTube the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I was about to bring that up.
And
Jesus.
It's like every famous guitarist that you've ever heard of. And then at the end, Prince comes on and without like making an expression,
it's still
he plays the pants off of everyone on that stage, smirks, unplugs his guitar, throws it.
Straight up in the air.
Straight up in the air. It never comes down. And he just leaves. And that's what I think the Velveteen Dream gimmick should be, and what I think it is that he's just out there and he is the most of whatever
he's
it is
the most.
He is. He's the most of it, and he just comes in and he is that, and then he is
right. Gone. I mean that's what Prince was. That's that quote from Eric Clapton. Eric, how does it feel to be the best guitar player in the world? I don't know. Ask Prince. Like, that's really what he was, and I think that's what this is. In a body that's made for war, you know? Prince's body, he was small, but he could move, but this is a body that's made to go to hard battle.
Imagine if Prince had Patrick Clark's body. Holy
that's what
Lord.
This is!
It's like a Krang thing?
He'd be president.
Yes. He'd be president.
he's president, what's the president's name? Idiocracy?
Oh,
Camacho.
But brilliant. President Camacho, but brilliant. Prince has what plants crave.
It's like, all right, everybody, I want to talk to you about foreign policy, but first a little bit of eruption. Oh, man. That, but yeah, that good. Well, my guitar gently weeps thing, because it's a close up, and he throws it up, and it cuts to a wide, and there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? It still freaks me out to this day, man. I am really happy that we spent that much time. I'm not even being exaggerated.
No,
I'm so happy we spent that much time talking about
it. I'm glad our chat chimed in so we could actually have a conversation about this.
That's what it's. He'd be president of the cosmos.
Yeah, probably.
P.W. Gregory.
This has been Chat Chime.
Matt Levy says, guys, I love you, but you have an issue with Krang references. Not saying they should stop.
All right, from now on, all of our Krang references will be Smarf references.
What is Smarf? I saw you tweet
Too Many Cooks.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Smarf. it does take a lot to make a stew.
Yeah.
So looking at the United Kingdom title match, we got Pete Dunne in the back talking about how everything's his.
He's the ruiner of everything.
Off taking the title, isn't it? Now everything's mine.
I'm surprised he didn't just take her.
I'm going to take these ringside chairs. Now I'm going to put them in my dining room.
So smug. Friggin' hate his face.
His smug face?
Just all the time.
Hey, look.
Ain't I a stinker?
See this? I'm going to do this to you, but harder. But much harder.
kicks down the door. You what? excited to see where the United Kingdom title shows up. Wherever it might be, probably in the UK. Then we got
what? No, United Kingdom title in the United Kingdom
never worked.
Bollocks!
I'm gonna rip off your beard and add it to my beard.
Oh no!
I'm gonna bird's nest my beard.
What a horrible Frankenstein's monster of a beard!
It'd
that would be
so bad. And then we got to look at the NXT title match, where afterwards, Bobby Roode was talking about how Adeo is in his league. He's going to decide who his next contender is going to be, but first, he's going to enjoy some time off by his pool and come back when he feels like it.
Which is next week.
Which is next week for a glorious celebration. What an ass! Though
I
will
know
say
that was supposed to happen.
This was
great.
This was on Saturday. This wasn't like this week. And then, I'm coming back next week. So Saturday night, he was like, you know what? I'm going to take a couple weeks off.
But
he's the champ.
He didn't quite say that. He said some time off.
I'm going to take some time off.
And then he's on this show, but then next week, he'll also be on.
Some say he's still sitting by his pool to this day.
He may be.
It might be live from his pool.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. And it's just, it's him laying out.
We were in Oscar's compound not that long ago. Why can't we do Bobby Roode's?
Bobby Roode's compound?
Isn't Bobby Roode's compound where Kido Keelan lives now?
Probably. He lives in the back house. Yeah. Just finding another guy to mooch off of. Yeah, that sounds right.
Jesus Christ. Ah, goodness gracious. So we're going to be getting a...
Speaking of Great Balls of Fire, that's coming up.
But after, we got to get through Extreme Rules. And then what's the Money in the Bank? And then the balls won.
Great rules of balls.
Great rules of money.
Extreme balls of fire.
Money balls.
Money in the balls.
Money in the balls. Rip. All right. Our main event.
It's just a pair of truck nuts.
truck nuts on a pole match. And it's like a flail. Yeah. Whap.
Well, you got hit in the back of the head. I think that'd kill you. Yeah,
probably.
It's like soap full of sock. Sock full of soap.
It's like a soap full of sock, everyone.
And if you don't die from the impact, you die from embarrassment.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's talk about our main event, Drew McIntyre versus Wesley Blake. Not beautiful Wesley Blake, but a good old Southern boy who says,
he's going back to his roots.
He's going back, yeah.
The good old boy Blake.
How many people have gone back to the roots? Not only Lorcan.
He's the only one who, like, achieved something by going back to his roots.
Yeah, thing. He looks different.
He went back to his roots, and oh, it's a different guy now.
Yeah. I mean, he looked good tonight.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, granted, there's no friggin' way he could have won this. But God bless him for trying. He really tried.
His face in the preview was like, you could probably skip this one. I'll try.
I'm glad he got the time, honestly.
Agreed.
Glad he didn't just lay down for McIntyre.
I'm sad that Blake and Murphy haven't really gotten the most time since they broke up as a tag team. Because they're great.
Yeah.
And this showed that he can hang. Not quite there for the defeating part.
Yeah, I'm sorry about his damn luck.
Did anybody find it weird that against a man who uses his legs and momentum for a finisher, he kept going after his arm?
Well, that was after he suplexed.
Well, yes, but you know what I mean.
Give me legs.
Give me your legs. Give me your legs.
That, we got one of those at the, during the United Kingdom special where JR was like, he's going to have to go after his legs. Give me your legs. Going to have to go after the legs of Andrews.
Surreal legger knocker.
Like,
yeah.
Slobber legger. this one's bawling leg ugly, folks.
I saw slobber legger at the Cobalt back in high school.
Good bowling advice for everyone. Make sure you use your bowling leg.
How do you know which one's your bowling
leg? Oh, you'll know.
Dear God.
Light just breaks in half. Wasn't that one? I used the regular leg. It was horrible.
My leg! we saw a sweet...
No idea what's
happening. We had a sweet reverse Alabama slam from McIntyre.
It's Alabama. Oh, no, it was a reverse Alabama
slam.
It was.
Yeah, it's to the face! And the single leg Yakuza! didn't that have a name?
No.
No?
It hasn't had one. Not yet.
I guess they didn't want to call it the big boot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They should call it Das Boot. Yeah.
Das Boot. I mean, he was doing the whole blowing up the pipe. And then he was
just like Velveteen Dream will do. He'll blow up the pipe.
He's stuffing the haggis.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he should call it. Just haggis.
All the haggis with
He hagged him.
Solid hagging.
Solid hagging. I'm going to hag your face.
I'm going to hag you.
You should call it the grounds kicker Willie.
Okay. Sure. WWE, you know you're watching. You can call the grounds kicker Willie.
Yeah, but he's not on the ground.
And he doesn't kick him in the Willie.
Well, they're on the ground after he kicks them.
He put him on the ground.
Everyone's wondering, will he kick him? Yes.
It's called Willie Kick Him, the lame cousin of Duke Nukem. apparently, they called it the Claymore Kick last week, but they didn't call it that tonight.
Because it's a sword.
And a landmine.
Yeah, I think that's why. They don't want to name
it's
it.
It's too confusing.
All. They don't want a weapon either.
Yeah.
Like that's
Princess Diana would be furious.
Very not WWE. Why?
She dedicated her life to eradicating landmines. It was like her main cause. I mean, she.
It was just a deep cut. So like, on. We went ever. Like, we talked and, about so much during the dream segment, and now we're like, no, but Princess Diana, she was very.
Yeah. Then she like died in a car crash.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Like a candle in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of candles in the wind, I got nothing.
Speaking of candles in the wind, Aleister Black's entrance video.
Yeah. All right.
You got a yep.
Old windy candle. Chicago, the windy candle.
Yep.
The big candle.
the windy apple.
Oh, windy
God,
apple.
They're good. I just wish that they would be consistent with calling stuff.
They're still trying it out. Like,
yeah.
That you're still like, they aren't 100% sure.
Or Nigel's just like.
Nigel's still work.
I got this one, mates.
Nigel's still working out NXT. So.
Love you,
Nigel.
Love you, Nigel.
Nah, tarantula. It's a little Larry Fine for you. You guys remember Disorder in the Court? When Larry's playing the violin and it grabs the guy's toupee? And tarantula! Then they have to stomp on the toupee and then Mo shoots it with a revolver. It's like the height of comedy. It's like the pinnacle of American comedy.
No, this is right now.
How did we get there?
Also, Shimp in Sing a Song of Six Pants shaving with three strokes of a straight razor just going...
How did we get to Larry?
It always going, and always are. Finds its way to Shemp.
We're all going. Larry.
I was doing more like Carson.
Oh, sorry.
Thinking, yes, that was amazing.
Yeah.
What? Where? So, there's been a frequency of a lot of folks coming in through NXT and making their way straight up to the main roster. Mm-hmm. We don't know Aleister Black's intentions, he probably could go his entire NXT career without holding the NXT championship.
Yeah.
Where would you
I would go on record as saying the vast majority of people who move from NXT to the main roster will not win the NXT championship.
Fair point. Very but where R. would R. you Mojo see World. Where would you see Aleister turning up? Would you rather see him on Raw or on SmackDown?
SmackDown seems to have more character stuff, so I'd like to see him there. Like,
I mean, we've got Wyatt and Finn Balor on Raw.
We also have Neville on Raw, which they've been teasing a few between those
king.
Two.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to see... I mean, I think Aleister Black is the sort of person who can be in the Cruiserweight division for a while and then not be in the Cruiserweight division and not really have it be a detriment to him.
What's he weighing in at now?
205, exactly.
Oh,
205.
Yeah. Like
but,
done.
Yeah, but I think that he would be better served not being in the Cruiserweight division.
Oh, 100%.
I think he would fit in really well on either brand. I think there's more room for him on Raw right now.
Mm-hmm.
But... just because, like, I watch SmackDown sometimes, and it's like, they'll have, like, five or six good matches, but then it's like, oh, we didn't see this person this week or that person this week because it's only 2 hours. Like, I know we all agree 3 hours is too long for wrestling, but then 2 hours you don't get to everyone when it's the only show you get that week.
Sure. And the thing about Aleister is they always, if he's not in action, they should, let's take a look at Aleister Black, or he'll be in, like, they always,
he should poochie him.
His name is, his name is always going to be a part of a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Marie says that she could see Aleister on Raw with, and I don't know if that's against or aligned with, Bray Wyatt or the Demon King Balor. Just two other big, dark character guys.
Right. I mean, I'd have to say against, you know, but because to align himself with any of them would lessen what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. It would dilute it instead of keeping it sort of distilled as it is right now.
Unless they finally pull the trigger on the Balor Club and have it be a really cool faction, and then, like, if they're around for a while, then bring it, like, we've brought in, like, the ace of Aleister Black. Like,
Ace Aleister.
Like, this guy's our guy. Like, this is our, like, you know, like, we've got Balor's in the Universal picture, the Club's in the tag title picture. Now we've got our Intercontinental, like, ace in the hole. Mm-hmm. Like,
and then
eventually you can play that as, like, eventually Aleister Black, like, overtakes Finn, like, the whole evolution sort of thing.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine playing nice for too long.
Matt Levy saying, I want a Wizard Satan battle with Black, Wyatt, Balor, and Broken Matt Hardy.
Hmm.
And then Marie agreeing, Broken Matt versus Aleister or Luke Harper. Aleister Black and Luke Harper would be awesome. Have they fought before? Or was that just two roads that never met?
Because I think Tommy started coming over here after, like, after Brody Lee.
Yeah, different places, different times. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Luke's been signed forever, man.
A long time. Yeah. Well, I mean, you get somebody that tall in the independent scene, it's like, hey, man, you want to come over here? Fight guys that you can look in the eye?
Okay. I guess so.
So thank you, everybody, who took part and helped make this episode a little bit meatier. Again, talking about Maybe. Velveteen Dream. I'm surprised we didn't see our Meat Boys.
Yeah,
I thought we would see some tag team action.
I think we'll definitely see him next week.
Yeah.
One last thought about the whole, like, Balor Club Aleister Black thing. It would be
really
cool to have to do, like, what I said, like, with Finn being like, we brought in this guy, he's gonna be our secret assassin, and have him just, like, being, like, you know, sitting cross-legged in the background, like, all silent, like, doing Balor Club stuff, and then, like,
he does have assassin written all over him with that kind of control,
and then like, at one point just realizing, like, oh, I was never in the Balor Club, I was just sitting next to you. Like,
right, just because I'm sitting next to you does not mean I'm sitting with you.
You gave me a free shirt.
Thanks for the free shirt, bro.
I wear a free shirt. What am I, an idiot? I'm a Satanist. I'm not an idiot.
And if you think that, you got a problem. No, don't discriminate.
That's right. Don't assume. It makes an ass out of you.
And me.
Oh, I thought it made an ass out of Yumi.
Oh, it's just...
Yumi! Hey, don't bring her in. Yeah, she's really cool.
What does Yumi have to do with anything?
Don't piss her off.
Don't piss her off.
Yeah. That...
Don't you point at me again.
You remember when Jeff Jarrett had the Don't Piss Me Off shirt?
And then, was that before or after Slap Nuts?
I think it was before, because it was in WWE.
That's right, yeah. It was in WWE. Yeah.
And he had the shirt that said Don't Piss Me Off, and the I and piss was an asterisk. But then when they had the toy in like Kmart and stuff, the shirt said Don't Make Me Mad.
Yeah.
Don't make me piss.
Don't make me mad.
Don't off me.
Does anybody follow Otis on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay, because Matt...
I was looking at it the other day.
Okay, because I think I have to now, and I'm really sad that I don't, but it's going to be something that I fix. You should all be following Otis Meat Boy on Twitter. He just posts pictures of the meat he's eating before lifting weights.
That's right. Great. You got a big old steak and a side of taters on
good
there.
Good for our meat boys.
He's living the dream.
I miss our meat boys.
Living the meat.
Yeah, meat leaving.
Yeah.
I think we've made you suffer enough.
We got
time if you want to talk about anything else. If you want to take so don't play the music yet. But if you want to take time with putting your stuff over, we can take it.
Yeah, I guess we could just do that.
Yeah. So Bill, how's I know you usually do a lot of runs, but how was your marathon today?
How was your AfterBuzz marathon?
It was long. But it was fun.
I've not done that before.
Worthwhile. I'm always glad to spend time with you guys, and it's great to get to do two shows with you.
Aww.
Of course, it's always wonderful to talk to Sean Waltman about wrestling. So
yeah.
Always a treasure trove of stories and knowledge, and I like to sit under his learning tree. You know, like, even though I'm not a wrestler, as you are, it's wonderful to get a chance to I talked about this on his show. I get so much out of watching wrestling with you every week, and it's just great to be able to watch the art with an artist who creates the same art. And I really wish that, and I'm glad that people watch our show because they get the same sort of experience. I really wish that every wrestling fan had the opportunity once or twice to get to watch wrestling with a wrestler.
Yeah.
I think that they would appreciate wrestling a lot more.
Yeah.
It changes how you look at it. And I've had a weird tutelage in wrestling. So now the way I look at it is way different than a lot of other people look at it.
Sure.
But luckily, the way I look at it is the same way that a lot of people who are in the WWE organization look at it.
Sure.
So I just sort of get to see that their working mechanism of how they try and get things to work, and I go, okay, all right. But then you watch UK stuff, and it's different, but the way that they use stuff is the same thing, but in a different way. And so you look at that and try and learn, okay, how do they use what they have to create what they have, like on the Chicago Takeover, watching that. That match, the UK title match, was different. It was the same but different, and you try and understand what the differences are and how to take advantage of them.
We need to watch a takeover together, because back when Kathy was here, we only got a chance to watch one takeover we watched the first one at the studio, and then I think there's only one more after that we got to watch. So
you guys can come over to my house sometime and we can watch a takeover.
Sounds great.
Sure.
Yeah. Super down.
Was,
all about it.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about a hair of news that I totally forgot that we should probably talk about.
It's just a hair.
The Mae Young Classic got officially announced.
That's good. Yep.
Cool.
That's it.
That's it.
Good night, everybody.
Yep. they're talking about it in the chat. So I was like, it's important.
After the Dusty Classic and the Cruiserweight Classic, now the Mae Young Classic.
Should
they name the Cruiserweight Classic like the Art Barr Classic next year?
Maybe the Eddie Guerrero Classic. Maybe.
Can't call it the Rey Mysterio Classic.
I was going to say you could, but.
Of reasons. No. The Chris Canyon Classic.
That has a sweet ring to it.
The Chris Candido Classic.
Ooh. No gimmicks required.
No. Yeah. Just come in and wrestle.
It'd be ridiculous.
No, the Crash Holly Classic.
Oh. The Crash Classic.
Because it's not just for cruiserweights, it's also for super heavyweights.
True.
Otis enters.
Super heavyweights, 205 pounds or under.
Super heavyweight in that division is 206.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want Otis to come to the room. Yeah, balloons tied to him.
Is this one for me? Boo shakaloo.
I want to watch that promo again. And what are you working on at Up Rocks right now? Anything cool coming up down the pipeline?
That
you could talk about?
Yeah. Well, all of Brandon Stroud's normal retro stuff that he does every week. He's going to have a cool feature coming up soon about Randy Orton as well. And Lucha Underground comes back next week. Mm-hmm. So he, I believe, is working on a greatest Lucha Underground moments to sort of give everyone a primer, or craziest Lucha Underground moments. So that's going to be really awesome. He is also going to be interviewing Fozzie this weekend. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. So that interview will be up soon next week, and lots of other fun stuff coming soon. Glow will be debuting soon on Netflix, so we're going to be doing some stuff with Glow.
Awesome.
And that will also be exciting, and good times. Hopefully within the next 3 months, we'll also be launching a With Spandex podcast.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. I retweeted the picture of us from Orlando. I saw that. That was a great
good
time.
Good times.
All hanging out in a bed talking about boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great time. In case you
just every day at my house.
What are you talking about? You and Brandon in like double beds like the Lucy show.
Hey.
You want to talk about wrestling? No. Hobo, what do you got? You got some stuff coming up.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of time to go into a little bit more.
I'm actually taking a trip to. I'm going to Hawaii and then Florida. Kind of almost back-to-back, like really close together. But I've got some dates booked in those locations. I'll be wrestling for Action Zone Wrestling in Waipahu, Hawaii. So that's cool.
Is it on the Big Island?
No, it's on one of the smaller adjacent islands.
Oh, cool.
But it's the city and the state. They don't break it island...
No, they say it's on Maui or it's on Kauai.
I can't remember which friggin' island it's on, but it's gonna be a big swim either way. And then in Florida, I got American Combat Wrestling in Port Richey on the 21st, and then Go Wrestling in Daytona on the 24th. The 23rd is something kind of special, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Cool.
It's on Oahu.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Oahu.
Yeah.
There you go. Oahu McDaniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I broke... You should get a shirt. You should get shirts printed that say, I broke Oahu's leg.
I can't make those up.
Dude, how awesome is
make
that?
Make those up and show up in Hawaii.
You'll sell like at least four.
Maybe I'll just get four made.
That's really... I'll buy one.
Really?
Yeah. At 100%. You know what I'm talking about, like the I broke Wahoo's.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
like the old shirt ink mm-hmm. iron on font.
Yeah,
it's pretty because they tempting.
Because
do it.
I forgot what's his new name, formerly CJ Parker.
Juice Robinson.
Juice Robinson has I broke Kevin's nose.
Yes,
and Dash made one for Kofi,
and also
and then they tagged him back.
Cody did a tribute to, I think, Terry Funk when he fought Jay Lethal, and he wore a shirt that said, like, Jay Lethal's an egg-sucking dog or whatever.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
That guy's a nightmare.
Because they did, at Final Battle, not Final Battle, at the WrestleMania Weekend ROH show, they had, a street fight or a fight without honor.
Right.
And I know you're not going to be there, but there are some big things happening at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Yeah, there's a
June 17th.
At the Meltdown in Hollywood. That's Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
Sunset.
Who knew that Championship Wrestling from Hollywood would be returning to Hollywood?
Yeah, what a weird thing.
I saw a flyer for that show. What is it? Is they just hanging out? They're not doing wrestling.
There's going to be some shows.
I think there's actually...
They're doing wrestling in the back room?
I'm talking to a couple people that we know mutually that will be wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Event's going to be hosted by a friend of the show, Jervis Cottonbelly.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for people.
I saw his picture on the flyer, but not his name listed.
Yeah.
So.
Because they had talent appearing, but his was on a different part of it that said hosted by
Jervis Cottonbelly. Yeah, he's gonna be hosting.
So Jervis hosting the night, and there's gonna be or the day because it's the middle of the day Saturday, and all of your favorite James Rivers from Hollywood Talent's going to be there. If you're in the
except
Hollywood,
for me,
LA,
I won't be there.
Except for Hobo.
Let's put an asterisk on that.
Yeah, Hobo's not going to be there, but
not going to be there.
It's a good good reason why.
Yeah. He got signed.
No, shut up. You can't say that.
Oh,
don't tell people that.
Okay, James, can we cut that out, James?
I mean, he got signed to a Mad Dog 2020 sponsorship.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed it. But make sure to head over there. I'm going to try to make it out that day just because it's something in the area on a day where I don't work. So please, come on back. Get some razzmatazz in your life.
Get a snarl.
Snarl. Yes. And then the 25th is Red Carpet Rumble?
Okay.
Isn't that the...
Whatever you say, Mark.
Sure.
No, it would have to be the 20... Yeah, it'd be the 25th. Yeah, we'd have to be the 25th.
Sure, let's go with 25th.
That sounds right. Probably.
Rack them.
Rack them up.
Yeah, because the 24th is a Saturday.
Yes, it is.
So it's the 25th Sunday.
There you go.
And that would be the Red Carpet Rumble.
There you go. Nailed it. So, go support James Jabrissa from Hollywood. It's a wonderful show with wonderful people that work there, including Hobo. But again, he's not going to be there.
Nope.
But Ty Matthews, Johnny Liquasto, Friends of the Network. Oh, George Ramosa also does stuff for them, too.
What's your name? Does the interviews now?
Oh, Ashley Daniels.
Yeah.
Ashley Daniels does interviews for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check him out on the Fight TV app. A lot of great stuff. And then we've got some great stuff coming up for AfterBuzz TV's wrestling division. We may be having a bit of a superstar shakeup.
Uh-oh.
But not for our. We don't qualify. Don't worry.
Because we're on NXT.
Yeah, because we're NXT, so no, you're not shaking up.
We're on NXT.
But we've got some fun stuff coming up. The world that you knew of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling will be changed forever. It's not a big deal. So check out our shows on Monday night, which is Raw. This past Monday was Ty Matthews' last show on Raw. Tuesday night, SmackDown Live after show, us on Wednesdays. Lucha Underground after show is returning next week on Thursdays. So make sure to check all of that out. Also, we have our pro content. You don't have to pay extra for it. I don't know why I just called it that, but our pro content with Lillian Garcia for Making Their Way to the Ring. She recently had Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show. Really cool. Nice guy. And some cool people down the pipeline as well. And today, in case you didn't get the memo, why am I burping? I've been drinking water. In case you didn't get the memo, on Xbox 1-2-360, stop it. enjoy dinner. Bill Hanstock.
That's me.
Joined us, and we talked about NXT TakeOver Chicago and Backlash and some big news of the week. And we also had Justin Barrasso from SportsIllustrated.com called in. Great show. A lot of great wrestling. We also had our pay-per-view shows for Backlash and the UK Championship Special that aired this past Sunday. Go check those out. We got so much wrestling!
So much.
So make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. Follow all of our channels on iTunes. Leave us a comment on our iTunes page.
Please.
And a rating. 5 stars if you like us. 4 stars if you don't. Remember, the other stars do not work. And leave comments down below. We did it, guys. We made it.
Yeah. It's over.
Congratulations, Bill. You did it.
You
now
go home now, Bill.
Go sleep.
Go home now.
Bill's going to go home to his
I
hyperbolic
didn't make
time
it.
Chamber.
It's a Weekend at Bernie's situation. Hobo's got his hand crammed up my ass for the past 20 minutes.
We're done talking about...
But that's unrelated.
Yeah. last little bit. Last go with your Twitter accounts. And we'll get out of
Sundown
here.
Sundown Motel.
At your homo.
Mark Bidonica. Follow all of us at AfterBuzzTV.
NXTeam.Spreadshow.com.
NXTeam.Spreadshow.com is where you can get that sweet Boxcar Club t-shirt.
And I Broke a Wahoo's Leg.
And coming soon, I Broke a Wahoo's Leg. Also, get Xbox 1-2-360 shirts at Sean Waltman's Pro Wrestling Tees store. Get stuff at his Pro Wrestling Tees store, too. Why not? But go to NXTeam.Spreadshow.com. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzzTV. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.